The other day I was in the high street and there were a couple of women looking in a charity shop window as I was passing by, and I heard them bemoaning the fact that there were so many charity shops on the high street, this even as they were looking in the window, so it was slightly odd. But it made me think that there's a bigger story here, and people often don't take into account the impact that one initiative can have, and I thought it's a great example of how things really work. So, actually, in the last 5 years, yes, there's been a 30% increase in the number of charity shops. And there's a Demos, which is a think tank report, that's come out very recently looking at what role do charity shops play. And in fact, of course, what they do is they obviously fill shop sites that would otherwise be empty. But far from leading to the decline of the high street or something, they're responsible for massive footfall on the high street, which actually benefits all the other retailers. And just how massive that is something I think generally we don't appreciate because we don't see the bigger picture. So what is that then? Well, obviously we know that charity shops, they provide opportunities in different ways. But what about this? Opportunities sometimes for unemployed people to get work experience. Opportunities that are like social benefits in the form of contact for volunteers and customers. And there's a lot of customers. 6 out of 10 Britons have bought something in a charity shop in the last year. Now that's a significant number of the population. And if you look at the amount of money we're talking about, something like 300 million is estimated to have been raised for charities by charity shops annually. Well, how many are there then? Over 10,000 across the UK. And yes, they've obviously got a huge volunteer workforce. Well, it comes in at something like 213,000, according to current estimates. That's a lot of people. But they also actually employ more than 17,000 people. Now, that you begin to realize, gosh, this is quite an enterprise. You know, if this was a business, you'd say this is a very substantial business. And to give you an idea of how substantial, the biggest charity retailer is the British Heart Foundation, and that has more outlets than WH Smith. So that's the kind of business model we're talking about here. And as if that wasn't enough, think about what's going on here in terms of a microeconomy, because there's a huge environmental impact that those charity shops are having. All the goods that are being recycled and reused, well, what else would happen to those things? Either they'd sit in people's attics, or they'd just be thrown away and they'd end up in landfill. So there's a very significant sort of hidden benefit here. And you can even calculate it, because there's an estimate being done on what is the potential resulting CO2 emission reduction that happens because of all that stuff that's being recycled and reused, and it comes in at an approximate number, I rather think, but 3.7 million units reduction in CO2 emissions. That's huge. So the charity shop, there it is, run by, you know, a couple of little old ladies on the high street. Oh, really? I don't think so. This is actually quite a significant economic force. And being able to see that bigger picture and recognize that it has all sorts of additional impact in people's lives is really part of thinking systemically. And when we can do that, we can begin to understand more how things work, but also recognize the hidden benefits that initiatives frequently produce and which you really want to take into account if you're going to figure out just what's this all about and what are the costs. And what are the benefits? Now, this is true for something that's happening in the charity sector. I wonder where else it might be true. And if you were looking in, for instance, your own organization, your own family even, are there equivalents? Are there sort of hidden benefits that nobody's really paid attention to? But which actually, if you did, you might see things in a slightly different light. Certainly for me, when I look at the charity shops now, I begin to appreciate them in a way that I hadn't done previously. And they're doing a good job for a lot of people in a lot of different ways. Till the next time.